it's like 60 degrees here today. Oh, I'm so excited.
I can't, what, like, it's so weird that you're excited about fall.
I know. I don't, this, I've never felt like this before, ever. I don't know what my problem is. I have no idea.
Because fall has always been the gateway to winter for you. So I'm a little concerned. Like, are you feeling okay? It's very strange.
I don't, again, I've been feeling like this for like a 4 to 6 weeks now, where I've actually been looking forward to sweater weather. I don't know what's going on, because I have never looked forward to sweater weather. I'm in a sweater. I'm like legit. This is an alpaca sweater. I don't know what's going on with me, man.
I don't. It's very strange, you guys. The world is maybe spinning off its axis.
It may be, because you know what else is super weird? I came back from Vegas and loved the humidity when I got back, because everything felt so dry. My nose, my skin.
Me too.
I hated it, and like now I'm just like loving all the mist, and like I love it. It feels so much better.
I miss Texas so much. When I pulled back into Texas, I was like, oh, I rolled the windows down. I couldn't wait for the moisture. I wanted my hair to be frizzy. It was the weirdest thing.
It was so weird. It's not like me at all.
Weird. We're getting old.
I know. I guess that's what it is. I guess that's what it is. So I have an email from Christina Freeland, who writes, she's from Kansas, and she said that her best friend turned her on to our show, and that she now wakes up every morning ready to hear what we're clucking about. She says it's always insightful, relevant, and most of all, hilarious. And she said, after listening to you both rave about my Patriot Supply emergency kits, I knew it was time my husband and I got a little more prepared. Sure, we have enough toilet paper to last us until Jesus comes back. But as far as emergency food, we probably aren't as prepared. I just purchased a 4-week kit 2 days ago, and I got an email yesterday saying it had already shipped. Cannot wait to get my 2 containers and have a little bit more peace, knowing that my family will be prepared if this dumpster fire continues to rage. Thanks for the code, chicks, to save me some money. And
really awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Good, and it's not her. Even a code. It's like our very own HTTP address, right? If you just go to preparewiththechicks.com, you get $50 off of a 4-week emergency food supply kit.
Yeah. That lasts you 25 years, you guys. It's amazing.
That's a long time.
It's a really long time. It's good stuff. It makes you feel prepared. You need to do it. It gives you like that peace of mind. And plus, they have banana chips. All right. Well, we need to get on with the show.
Yeah, we need to go on with the show. And I did have videos to play that I'm hoping will actually work, because they're pretty remarkable. Like, for example, the fact that Jen Psaki was on with Gayle King, and Gayle King pressed her on how basically everything sucks right now with this administration.
Right.
And, you know, all that Psaki could end up saying was, well, we just don't see it that way.
My God.
I mean, that's not a good answer, Jen Psaki,
right?
You moron. I'll try to play it. We'll see how it goes, just because I have it set at the right spot. And so it's just this one question that I wanted you guys to hear. Take a listen.
In partnership. I think it's good to say we're going to look outward, but we can't ignore what has happened before. We're still getting hammered for how the withdrawal from Afghanistan happened. Everybody knows, many people believe it was time. It's just the way that it was done. Mm-hmm. So we all agree with that. That's not a good look. You look at what's happening with immigration. You look at France now saying that they've been betrayed by the United States. So I get that we have to look forward, but what are we doing to justify or explain what appears to be very bad behavior on our part now?
We don't see it that way. One,
they don't see it that way.
Long abiding.
And then she just does like her normal bull crap.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was still an echo, but people are just going to, we're going to have to all deal. We're in this together.
Is it bad?
Or you could just say, I don't hear it that way. I don't hear the echo that way. I don't. I don't know. This is a classic liberal thing though, right? It's kind of like what we saw on the Emmys the other night.
Mm.
They're like, oh, I'm not going to mention the border. I'm not going to mention this. I'm not going to mention that. When for the past 4 years, all they did was screech and bitch and moan about everything. And they lectured all of us about everything that was going on when things were actually pretty good. You know, I mean, Trump had things kind of under control, and they complain. And now it is a big dumpster fire, and they're saying nothing because they're like, "Oh, everything's great because we like this guy." Yeah. So this is, I mean, it's classic liberals, right? This is what they do.
And she's the worst of the worst. She wants to present as though this administration is doing everything right, that there are, we look at everything as a challenge. There's no crises. We're just navigating challenges. Look at us go. And they don't.
I'm glad to see that Gayle King is asking her questions, but for the past however many years, what really shocked, I think a lot of us are shocked by the fact that the press has been so much on their side when the press is supposed to be for us. The press is supposed to be asking questions of a tyrannical government. They're the ones who are supposed to, I mean, it's like, it's not their job to protect us, but they're at least supposed to be, they're us. So that's why I don't understand why they're so in cahoots with these people. I don't get it. I've not understood that from the very beginning. I'm like, you're on our level. You know what I mean? Like, these people are not your friends, but they've become friends with the tyrants. And so it's bizarre to me how they protect them so much. Now I feel like the tide is like, you can see some of these people starting to go, these people are full of crap.
And they're complaining. They actually formally complained about the fact that Biden will not address, he will not take questions from them.
Right.
Same thing happened with Boris Johnson yesterday. And they were like, can we please ask you some questions? And they, like, his staffers just shoo them away because they're so afraid of what Biden might say when he's not scripted. I mean, and now the press is getting, they're starting to get sick of it. So they actually went to her office to complain formally. I don't know that that's going to change anything, but they are getting sick of it. And maybe when they're sick of it enough, they'll start actually doing their jobs.
Yeah. I think they're going to get sick of it when it starts affecting their personal lives.
Yeah.
You know, when it gets to the point where, like, cause I mean, listen, some reporter at CNN is still going to have to pay more for gas, just like you and me. You know, so when it starts affecting their personal lives, their kids, their lives, the way that they have to pay for a mortgage, whatever, it's going to start hitting them in the pocketbook. They're just whatever. Mm. And they're going to start going, wait, my life kind of sucks because of this guy who won't answer freaking questions, who's acting like everything is fine. Everything is not fine. You know, so, I mean, it'll start hurting them just like it hurts the rest of us. And they're going to start seeing, you know, when they're not safe, when something happens from a national security perspective, where all of us are concerned and we're all hurt by it, because that's coming, you guys, because this guy is useless, you know? And so when it affects somebody like that, they're going to be like, okay, now I'm going to start asking the hard questions. Yeah. Well, welcome to the party, pal. God,
Mindy, you're right. Mindy, thank you for the super sticker. She said the fourth estate is dead. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you guys have all been seeing what's happening on the border. I mean, it's a complete disaster. And so the main question has been, where's Kamala? Well, Kamala decided to show herself.
Oh.
And she's very upset about the whipping of Haitians, you guys. The horses with the whips. And it, you know, we're back to slave days or whatever. So this is what finally took something like this to get her to come forward and actually say anything about the border, because now she can blame law enforcement for something. She can make them the culprit and the person to blame for something, even though they're called reins, you moron. But this is what brought her out. Take a listen to this.
Depicted about those individuals on horseback.
Oh my God.
Treating human beings the way they were is horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way. And I'm deeply troubled about it. The whole point is that we have to understand Haiti. I mean, talk about a country that has just experienced so much tragedy, that has been about natural disasters. And we really have to do a lot more to recognize that as a member of the Western Hemisphere, we've got to support some very basic needs that the people of Haiti have to get back up.
So I get, this is the only thing that she would respond to. She saw a picture that now a bunch of people interpreted and ran with the interpretation that border control is filled with people who want to whip Haitians.
Right, right.
And so now she's out. Now we're hearing from her.
And it's our responsibility to pay for these people. It's my responsibility. It's your responsibility. It's all of our responsibility to pay for these people who are, you know, who are being mistreated. It's my fault that they're being mistreated. So I have to pay for them now. That's my fault.
And you're gonna, because they're apparently being released in droves all throughout the country.
Right.
So that's neat.
Yeah, just like the Afghani people were released mm-hmm. all throughout the country, and we have to pay for everybody, all those people too. We have to pay for everybody, you guys. In addition to paying for like inflated everything and inflated college and inflated, you know, XYZ. It's like it's my responsibility. That's my responsibility. Meanwhile, they're telling my kid to wear a mask, and they're telling me that I have to get a vaccine, and they're mandating this and mandating that and treating citizens like absolute shit. But, you know, it's fine. I should pay for everybody else. Let me just go ahead and get to work on doing that. Oh my God.
I know. But that's what brought her out. That is what brought her out. Oh, by the way, she's going to be on The View on Friday.
Of course she is. Of course. Of course she's going to be on The View. And they're all going to be like, Kamala, you're so smart. You're so great. You're so wonderful. Everything's great. This administration is kicking all the butt. And there, it's like an alternate universe on that show.
Yeah, I don't even know who like the lone voice of reason is going to be on Friday.
That. I was just going to ask that. I doubt they'll even have it. They won't even have one. They won't. And they haven't because they haven't hired anybody yet because nobody wants to do it. Why do you want? Why
are they still in the rotation? I haven't. Obviously, I don't watch, but I wonder if they're still like trying out a whole bunch of people. I don't know.
I don't know.
Speaking of which, Meghan McCain, who, of course, used to be on The View, she just released her very first op-ed for Daily Mail, because you know how now she's like a featured op-ed writer for Daily Mail. So she released her first piece. And the whole thing is about how disappointed she is in Joe Biden and how she doesn't recognize the guy that's president right now. Screw her. It's her fault, because she and everybody else like her was too dumb to see what we all knew was coming.
Right. It's like, and then now she gets a piece in the freaking Daily Mail. They think she's smart enough to do that. I mean, be pleased. It's like you were campaigning for the guy. And we were all like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah.
My God, yeah. I cannot with these people. So she gets rewarded with that. Unbelievable.
Very, very excited about a new sponsor of our show, you guys.
We do.
So much we love dogs. And I know we've got a lot of watchers and listeners out there who love dogs as much as we love our dogs. And now we're so excited. That's why we're especially excited that we have somebody that is related to the dog world. And it's a company called Ruff Greens. And what they do is they put together this new nutrition powder. I don't know how else to describe it, except that it is a powder form of nutrition that you just add to whatever your current dog food is. And all what it does is it gives your dog all the nutrients, the probiotics, all of the supplements, vitamins that your dog needs to live its longest, healthiest life. Because most dry food has to have so many preservatives in it that it can be shelved for up to 3 years. And so even if you're buying the expensive stuff, even if you're getting the best food ever, it's dead food. And so your dog can't possibly be getting all of the health benefits and nutrients that it needs unless it's getting the Ruff Greens on top. And so we got some, and I've been using it on Ella and Maisie's food. Just sprinkle it on top of their normal food, and they are loving it. They eat it like it is their job.
Yeah. Mine at first were like, what is this? What in the world? It took them a couple, you know, days to figure out, like, I don't know. I have to navigate around this. And then they really start gobbling it up, because it's not food. You sprinkle it on top, and then they're like, okay, I'm into this. And then they want it. I think they start craving it. But it's a healthy supplement. It's like a green powder kind of thing. And you just put it in their food, you sprinkle it in, and it provides all the nutrients that dog food can't provide. So
I feel like, because now Ella's been on it for like, what, 8 weeks, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, she's 11 and she's acting like a complete puppy. She has more energy than I've ever seen her have. And Maisie's always energetic, so I'm not seeing a difference with her. But right. then I remember one of the things that the owner of Rough Greens told us, which really hit home for me, was that you don't feel a difference when you get an oil change in your car either, but you know that it's helping your car last longer. And to me, it's like the same with Rough Greens. You're giving them that boost of health that they need to live their longest, best dog lives. So they've got a special going for just for you guys. You can get a free bag. You can try it before you buy it. You just pay shipping, and all you have to do is go to Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, greens.com/ You can get your free bag of Rough Greens.
roughgreens.com/chicks. You guys do it. Like, if you have dogs, it really is great stuff. It's awesome stuff. And we the owner, we've like gotten to be friends with the owner. It's just a wonderful company and good stuff. Yeah. Try it.
You know what Ella does is really weird after she eats it. Some of it gets on her front paws and she'll lick her paws for just forever.
Yeah.
She'll lick the top of her paws to make sure she gets every last speck of it.
Yeah,
because roughgreens.com/chicks. You guys try it. Yeah. Try it today.
Yeah.
All right. So I told you Meghan McCain has a column. If you want to read that, you can. It'll just make you mad.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna read it for the comments.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I always do. I'm gonna do that today. I'm gonna read it. I won't read the article because I can't. but I'm gonna read it just for the comments, just to see how many people go where. Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah.
Like, and I can't believe you get paid for this.
And you helped put him there.
Right.
So you don't get to come blaming everybody else and whining to us about how disappointed you are in your former mentor. And you don't get to say he's worse than Jimmy Carter. We told you this was going to happen.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So over her.
So Biden addressed the UN. And it was pathetic and weak as expected. He didn't even mention China, didn't mention Russia by name. He was too much of a coward and a ballless sack to even mention their names.
Teeny tiny
He does not have these, okay? He does not have these.
No, they're teeny tiny balls. They're like hairy balls. Harry, not Harry, like Harry, but
like Prince Harry balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was pathetic, and it was all and what was weird too, is that it was almost, he was bragging about how America's back, baby. You know what I mean? Like, oh, America is all back and we're better than ever. And I'm like, have you seen us?
Right.
You have made us a complete shithole.
Yeah. Again, though, with the whole living in a different world, like Psaki, all of them are just like, I don't know what you're talking about. Everything's
yeah.
great.
I mean, yeah. Oh my God.
These people are delusional. They're totally delusional.
And now there's this big fight, you know, to make sure that the debt ceiling gets raised. And I know Democrats passed last night a bill to make sure to raise the debt limit. They are obviously not going to get any Republican support. But the worst part is that the squad they pushed hard enough and put Nancy in such a corner by saying, we don't want to fund the iron wall anymore. So they said, we're not going to vote yes for this unless you take out the $1 billion of funding, of continuing funds for the, not the Iron Wall, the Iron Dome, the Israeli Iron Dome. And so even Representative Slotkin, who's also a Democrat, came out and said, the Iron Dome is shared technology between the United States and Israel that does nothing but protect Israelis from incoming fire. It's not an offensive weapon. You total imbeciles.
Right.
Why would you want to take away funding for something that defends the only true democracy in the Middle East? What are you doing? But
right.
That's the squad. They're anti-Semitic psychopaths, but it worked. They stripped the funding of the bill. And so it's like, I don't know how Pelosi continues to give these idiots this level of power. It's disgusting. It is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And when other Democrats are calling them out, you would hope that there would be some reason at the top. And there's no reason.
No, there's no reason left. I mean, look who we have at the tippy top.
Oh my God.
The guy is senile. Good Lord.
Hey, we're the Chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. Hey, great news. The pandemic is almost over because a whole bunch of celebrities have written a letter to the UN to demand that this pandemic be put to a stop. And so we're finally going to be rid of it now.
Oh my gosh. I would imagine that they probably, along with that letter, they created a black and white PSA where they chanted something all at once, you know, and they said the same thing over and over again in black and white. So it made it really, really forceful and poignant, you know?
I mean, I'm pretty excited because, like, I've been waiting for this moment, right? I mean, like, we've all had to struggle in so many different ways with COVID. And so I've been like, where are the celebrities? Why are they not writing a sternly worded letter to the UN?
Totally.
That's all we need, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. So because science.
Right. And if you want to know who's included on the letter, I mean, we're talking some big players, you guys. So for sure, this pandemic is coming to an end.
Tell us, who was included? Beyonce? Was Beyonce on it?
Was Beyonce?
Was Queen Bey on it?
I don't see her.
No?
But I do see Eva Longoria.
Of course.
Deborah Messing. Alyssa Milano.
I should have known.
Anne Hathaway. Debbie Allen. I see Peter Dinklage. Richard Gere. Joel McHale. Wow. Juliana Margulies. I mean, you know.
Yeah. But the big question
Sarah Silverman.
Was Sarah Silverman too. She's really smart. Was Alyssa Milano wearing her bun, you think, when she helped craft this sternly worded letter?
Yes, and spectacles that she wore on a chain around her neck.
Right. Okay. I was going to say, I mean, they don't have a prescription in them, but they, but they were glasses nonetheless.
She wore her smartest spectacles.
She looked very smart. Yeah.
Can I play you this audio, speaking of COVID, of the San Francisco mayor getting caught dancing it up at a club, singing without a mask, even though that goes against her rules on masks?
She was in the spirit, Monk.
She was in the spirit. And you guys, she has a really good excuse for breaking her own laws. Okay. She has a really good excuse. I'll let you hear it.
Yeah,
San Francisco's mayor, London Breed, now at the center of a firestorm over her own mask mandates. Mayor Breed defiant after she was caught on camera not wearing a mask inside a nightclub.
And I was sitting with my friends, and everyone who came in there was vaccinated. So the fact that we have turned this into a story about being maskless, no, I'm not going to sip and put my mask on, sip and put my mask on, sip and put my mask on, eat and put my mask on. While I'm eating and I'm drinking, I'm going to keep my mask off. So the fact that this is even a story is sad.
It's sad.
It's sad, you guys.
It's really sad. It's sad. Now put on your masks.
Right.
Minions.
I mean, it's like she doesn't understand that that's what we all say. We're not going to take a sip and put on a mask, eat and put on a mask. We're going to live our lives like normal people. You complete sea hag.
Right, right. And she said, didn't she say that she was like caught up in the spirit of it? She was caught up.
Yeah. She felt very dancy. She was caught up.
She was caught up in the spirit.
Follow rules when she's having a good time.
No, why would she have to do that? I mean, and that's the thing. These people don't get it. They get into this upper echelon. They get into the elite group and they're like, listen, the rules aren't for me, sweetheart. The rules are for you. They're not for me. Don't be ridiculous. I don't have to follow the rules. Oh
their entire lives are literally one big don't you know who I am moment. That's what they live to be. That's why they all want to be in power. It's
right. Even though we pay them.
Yeah. Oh my God. I have a really sweet story that I saw on our local news. This is the most precious thing ever. Actually, I saw it on the local news, but it's a California story. there is a couple who is 104 and 103 respectively that have just celebrated their 86th anniversary.
Oh my God. Do you have a picture?
They have been married longer than a lot of people live.
Right. Do you have a picture? Do you have a picture of them?
I do. Let me show it to you. Let me, yes.
What are they doing? What are they doing for their anniversary? Oh my God.
I mean, that's an older picture, obviously.
I was going to say, that has to, I was like, that can't be them now.
I'll see if they have a new picture. Oh, there's a video. They're so precious.
Oh,
but
my God.
I have to get through an ad first before I can show it to you.
Stupid ads.
But I mean, 86 years, can you imagine? And they say that the secret to their longevity in marriage is that they enjoy hobbies together and that that togetherness is the secret.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever heard a cuter thing? I mean,
sweetest thing.
And they're 104 and 103.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Oh my God. He looks great. Oh, okay. Went back to their old picture, but
I know because it's a video. There they are. There's the lady.
They look amazing though. I mean, wow. Oh my God.
I mean, it just goes through their pictures.
Oh my God. They look so good. That's so cute.
Isn't that the most precious thing you ever did here?
It is adorable. I love it. I'll never make it to 86. I'll never make it to that wedding anniversary because I got married so late.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is that they got married young.
Yeah.
They were very young.
Yeah. I mean, that's a testament to their marriage. Good for them.
I'm going to try to have a couple talks and hopefully there won't be an echo and it'll work. Let's see if... this work because we forgot to talk about AOC's dress designer. So I have a TikTok that does it for us.
Right. Here.
If you're going to wear a dress that says tax the rich, you better make sure you check the receipts. Oh, my friends, it's true. The parent company of the designer who's responsible for AOC's tax the rich dress has 15 state tax infractions and 6 federal liens for failing to properly withhold income tax from their employees' paychecks, as an addition to 2 different landlords suing them for unpaid rent. Yikes.
But that actually happened. So
yikes.
Yikes indeed. That is a bad look. Bad.
And again, I mean, listen, I know that was at some news outlets, but again, that was one of those things where she, if she were a Republican, that would be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
God, what a hag. What a total hag. All right, you guys. It was good times. What day is it? What day is today?
I know. It's Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday? Okay.
Wednesday.
God, I'm so off on days. I mean, I blame Vegas. Patty texted me yesterday and she was like, have you recovered from Vegas? And I said, you know what? I think I'm basically paraphrasing, but I was like, I enjoyed being like in a place where I didn't have to sleep on a futon, you know?
Yeah. You had an actual bed.
I was in an actual bed. So really, I need another Vegas to recover from the futon. That's what I need. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're back to reality. We're back to getting up early and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I also need a bartender.
And a cabana boy. A cabana, frankly.
Yes. I do. I miss the pool, you guys. I miss the pool. Bring it in. Bring it in, you guys. Have a splendid Wednesday. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.